Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Hope y'all are doing well. We had hockey this weekend. How about that? We will talk about the Black Bears games. We will talk about the Team Maryland games. And we'll talk about some things here, there, and everywhere as it comes to the land of hockey in lovely, lovely Maryland, the old line state. First, we'll get to this because there is a possibility of a sweepstakes. A sweepstakes, you say? Yes, a sweepstakes, I just said. Michelle, one of the billets of the Maryland Black Bears, has been gracious enough to part with a signed copy of the team photo for the 2018-19 Black Bears, the inaugural season. And there are some names on here from the first year. It's a lovely print. Just thinking of ways to possibly going ahead and sweepstakesing this whole thing. Is that a word? Anyway, we'll come up with that for the end of the show. But if you miss out on it and you kind of skip through things, which I would too, you can go ahead and check out Chesapeake HW Pod. We will pin that to the top. Actually, no, I shouldn't pin that to the top. But we will mention that and we will promote it on there. From that point. So, that's something to look forward to. Something else to look forward to, Maryland Black Bears hockey. They're on. As the Black Bears traveled up to Middletown, New Jersey, and took on the New Jersey Titans. Before the game happened, there were some moves as the Black Bears picked up Jack Brackett, a forward who was supposed to play at RPI this year after playing for the Powell River Kings in the BCHL. But he did not, RPI not playing. Therefore, he's like, I need to play some hockey. Hasn't played since February, I do believe, and made quite an impact. And we'll talk about that here in a bit. Also, Clayton Knapp was picked up as a spare goaltender. He is in the NAPHL 18U division where he plays for the Tri-State Spartans 18U team. So he was there to back up. No word on where Karsten Borgon was gone to, if it was just a matter of fact of injury or something. Nothing is known of that, but Knapp was there to back up Michael Morelli, who played all 120 minutes here this weekend. So with that, we have the Black Bears taking on the Titans. First game for each of these teams in about a month time span, and the Maryland Black Bears come out first in a big, big way, get a big win on Friday night, 4-1, and it got started with the new guy, Jack Brackett, getting his first all alone, 11-17 in. But the celebration was short-lived as Evan Werner of the Titans gets a goal just 43 seconds after that. Tied up at one until the last 25 seconds, where Luke Mountain made a nice little power move down deep, took a breakout pass from Jack Hillman, kind of went off the boards, and then just drove to the net. Getting his body in front of the puck, and then he was able to beat Loudon Hogg for his seventh of the season. Hillman and Matthew Shanklin on the assist on that one. The second period, very, very quiet for both teams on the score sheet, but Michael Morelli was pretty busy with 11 saves in the frame. The third period, though, it was all Black Bears at that point. Hunter McCoy gets his seventh of the season from Aiden Brewage and Grady Friedman with 5:47 left in the frame. And then into the empty net, Jack Brackett gets his second from Matthew Shanklin. And that's all she wrote. 4-1 victory on the road. A great start coming off of that long layoff. Michael Morelli with 25 saves in the winning effort. The Black Bears also held the Titans power play 0-6, which is really good if you have to go down six times. So that's a situation where things have to be a little bit more, we'll talk about it in the next game. You have to be more disciplined in this instance. So we've got that going for us. Saturday night, the less said about Saturday night, probably the better. Overall, it was not a great time for the Black Bears overall. It started midway through the first period. Anthony Calafiore with his fifth of the season put the Titans up 1-0. Jack Ford then, I believe this was the one on the turnover. No, I think that was another goal. But Jack Ford gets his first of the season, 34 seconds into the frame. Jack Brackett with his third of the year 4 minutes after that, Brendan Hill with his second assist, Connor Cole his seventh. Connor Cole also named alternate captain this week, filling out the leadership squad that Thomas Jarman, as he went off to Boston University, there was an A on the table. Connor Cole's just like, I'll take that. Then three straight goals for the Titans. Jack Ford gets his second, 650. Then towards the end of the period, 1:22 remaining, Matthew Iasenza, his third of the year on the power play. Then right after that, right after a Brad McNeil, Calafiore fight, which Brad McNeil held his own, trying to get a spark for this team that was down three goals at the point. 8 seconds after that penalty was called, Jake Swade with his second of the year makes it 5-1 to end the frame. Now, like I said, Clayton Knapp was there in goal as the backup for Morelli, but a 17-year-old getting put into that situation in a firing squad, probably not the best overall. So Morelli took the brunt of this game and took it in stride, I assume. And this one, it was a shooting gallery after that. Tyler Nasca then scores 3:10 into the third period. Evan Warner, a minute and 34 after that. Then another 3 minutes after that, Zach Nazaret with his goal. Evan Warner again. Finally, the Black Bears break through. Jack Brackett with 3:55 on the power play. Gets a goal, his fourth of the year. Connor Cole with the assist. Jack Hillman on the assist. But it was far too little too late as the Black Bears go ahead and drop this one 9-2. 1-for-3 on the power play. 1-for-4 overall on the weekend. So I think there, something needs to be said about that, and we'll talk about it here in a bit. Michael Morelli, 42 saves. Discipline was a thing. Not that it was power play after power play after power play. Both teams got three power plays each in this game. New Jersey capitalized on two of them. But the, and I mentioned this over on clutchandcrabhockey.com and on Twitter during the game, but the fighting, the Brad McNeil fight, I can understand that one. Trying to spark your team and then just bounces back. Okay, fine. Grady Freeman went up against Austin Cook. They were jousting in front, and then the gloves dropped. And then Garrett Sidlowski and David Postma. That no reason why that was a weird thing in general. Why that happened, seemed to come out of nothing and just from there. So shenanigans I'm not really fond of. I can understand fighting or getting physical or sticking up for a teammate here and there, but when the game's out of hand like that and just, like I said, after the McNeil fight, everything else, by the time Friedman fought, it was already 8-1. So it seems senseless at that. To me, it seems senseless at that point. I know there's frustrations, but, again, this is from, I'm years off the ice, so I don't know how the quote-unquote culture has changed, but as a whole, I think that it seemed a little off to me. Positive side, power play looked great. The power play looked fantastic. And like I said, 1-for-4, 25%, much better than their average. And I think the biggest thing that I saw that was different than what I saw from the first part of the season was possession. They were able to keep possession of the puck in the offensive zone. They were able to create scoring chances. They were moving the puck around better. And the New Jersey Titans have an aggressive PK. So that was a thing where they were able to maneuver around that, get the puck going, getting shots on net, and then getting multiple rebounds as well. Getting multiple chances after the initial shot was huge. So I think that was a big deal for this team, and I think it's good to get the power play going. Even if they do only score once on the weekend out of four, I think that's a good start. They were creating chances for themselves. They were getting the puck into the open space. They were getting second chance opportunities as well. So I think that's huge for them moving forward. And like I said, possession was huge. Having possession was amazing for this team on the power play. So we will see what happens as we move forward. Jack Brackett impressed everybody enough. He got second star honors this week. I don't know how at four goals performance, even in a split, does not ascertain number one honors, but I who am I to say? Especially spread out over two games, like that, whatever. So second star honors for the East Division this week. So daps and head taps to him on that one. And actually, as we mentioned, Thomas Jarman He moved on to Boston University, and he actually played his first couple games in the Terrier crew, as he went on and played as number five, not wearing his usual number 21 or 18 rather. Played both games against Providence this weekend as BU split that, and 2 minutes in penalties for him on the stat sheet. Even shot, even plus minus, one shot on goal on Friday night. So Thomas Jarman out there getting his games in, getting his reps in. So really cool to see him jumping into that lineup so quickly, especially after leaving Maryland like that. So tip of the cap to him, and we will keep track of him as we go through the alumni, as we touch on the alumni season to season from here. So where do the Black Bears go from now? They're going up to Maine for the first matchup of the year after a couple of delays due to COVID restrictions and just scheduling happenings. So this will be the first time the two meet. Should be an interesting matchup. This will be the first game that the Maine Nordiques have played in their last nine, if these games go off. They've played their last eight games against the Northeast Generals. And I will be interested to see how this all pans out, because there are pictures, and I don't know if this is a Massachusetts and Maine thing or just a Massachusetts thing, but pictures from the Northeast Generals games in Northeast where players are actually wearing the mask as they play. So how is that going to affect the Black Bears, who haven't had to play in a mask, I don't think, off the top of my head. So we will see if that actually is a rule in Maine, or if that was just a Massachusetts thing, or how that goes. Maine currently sitting in first place, only 6 points ahead of Maryland. And like I said, they've played their last eight games against the Northeast Generals. Both teams come in winning six of their last 10 as well. So a big, big weekend for these teams heading forward. So we will have to, and it's an odd time, Thursday night, Friday afternoon at noontime. I will tell you right now, I have to work on Friday. So I shan't be watching that game. So I will have to do a VOD Twitter follow along if you guys are down for that or whatever. Or I can just watch it on my own and comment to myself. And they're like, what are you doing? This game ended hours ago. I'm like, well, stop it though. Anyway, there's that. As we move on to Team Maryland. Team Maryland back on the ice. They were back on Ice World Ice. How about that? Huh? That was good times. The War Machine goes up against the Protect Ducks. And boy, Thursday, you got your money's worth on this game. 11 goals in total. 73 shots in total. And Team Maryland starts the new year off right. 6-5 victory in the overtime. Team Maryland got off to a really hot start. Eric Stroh's 324 in from Bobby Graham. And that even strength makes it 1-0. Protect gets one with Christos Kaminis. And then Bobby Geyer, 12-13 in. He gets an even strength goal from Evan Donnelly and Denny Arkhipenko. Then Arkhipenko gets on the score sheet on the goal side from Donnelly and Brian Teske. Kaminis again with a minute 12 left in the first frame. He gets an even strength goal from Brendan Erickson, and it ends at 3-2. So a lot of goals. Bet the over in this game if there were betting, and if you did it legally. So make sure you do that. Second period, Protect went ahead and owned that period. Connor Turgalone with an even strength goal 7 minutes into the frame. And then with a minute 51 left, Daniel Schrack on the power play. Puts Protect up 4-3 going into the last frame. Protect goes up 5-3 in the third period, 5:27, when Braden Sparks with an even strength goal there. But a determined Team Maryland, not ready to get anybody ruining on their New Year's resolution of making sure they win games handily, or at least by one more goal. Bobby Geyer gets an even strength goal, 9:26. Denny Arkhipenko and Donnelly on the assist on that one. Arkhipenko then 5 minutes later on the power play from Connor Ball and Halen Cookston. That was a beautiful goal. 5-5. Had to have some extra hockey, didn't we? In that extra hockey, Cookston with the even strength goal, 2:25 in. Rory Gresham, Bobby Geyer on the assist. That is all she wrote as we get a 6-5 Team Maryland victory. Oliver Quinn, 25 saves. In the winning effort, Evan Donnelly, 3 assists. Arkhipenko with 4 points, 2 goals. Bobby Geyer, 2 goals and 3 points. Obviously, the top line, Haylen Cookston with two goals, including or 2 points, including the game-winning goal. I mean, this was a big, big week, big game for the big big names here on Team Maryland. So, good start to the year. Had to have a quick thought going to the second game of the year right after that, and Pro Tech. And, you know, they weren't going to go away. They're going to look for a split, go back home to Pro Tech. I don't know where that is. I think it's in Jersey. Trying to get things going. Maryland out shooting Pro Tech again in this game, 45-34. But it didn't, you know, it seemed that things were kept very, very close. Denny Arkhipenko getting on the board first. 1341 in. I talk for a living. He gets an even strength goal. Haylen Cookston, Connor Ball on the assist on that one. Then the second period, 118, and Justin Gusso on the even strength for Vince Maurice and Patrick Nowak. Connor Taglione with the another goal for Pro Tech for himself on the this week, as he gets one to get Pro Tech on the board. Then Arkhipenko goes up, gets Maryland up 3-1 on his second goal of the game. Bobby Geyer on the assist there. Third period, Pro Tech dug deep and away they went. Connor Taglione with another goal, 2:01 in, and then Jordan Gigi with his goal tying the game. That's it. Overtime solved nothing, and that means we have to go to a shootout. And crazily enough, I cannot see for the life of me who actually made the shootout goals, but Pro Tech gets one more, and they win 4-3 in this one. Bobby McCloskey getting the start in this one, 31 saves in the shootout defeat. And, you know, a decent start for Team Maryland, and the big shooters were there. I mean, Arkhipenko's got 9 goals on the season, 25 points, better than a point per game, 7 points on the power play. I mean, this is a team that is kind of starting to fire. The big guys are starting to fire up. Bobby Geyer, 13 goals so far this season. Vince Maurice, very quietly, with 19 points. Haylen Cookston has been stellar as well. Evan Donnelly as well. I mean, everybody is starting to contribute, jumping in. This game, they could have used a little more depth, and this weekend, really a little more depth. But they did their job coming off another long break for this team, and they get at least one win. They get 3 points of the weekend, so that's not – or of the week, it's not too shabby. Now they have to they wait, and they will play this week against New York Apple Corps at Lovely Ice World. 12 o'clock starts Thursday, Friday. So catch it on Hockey TV if you can. If you can't, well, then if you have Hockey TV, you can get the VOD, and away you go. You can watch the games yourself or go to Twitter, Team Maryland EHL on Twitter. They post some video footage of the games there. So a good time had by all. So support Team Maryland. These guys are just giving it their all. They're digging deep. They're playing exciting games. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to watch that? Go ahead. Make it happen. Make it so. And then we'll talk about it next week. As far as high school goes, you know, not a lot of stuff going on in terms of other things happening. I mean, the Montgomery season, their season's kind of been stalled because of restrictions and things like that. The Howard division, we look at Glen Elk. They're a perfect 8-0. They're outscoring teams 54-11. Marriott's Ridge is 6-1. They're up plus 40 on their goal differential. Swamp Kings 4-3. The Wolves are 3-5. River Hill 2-4. Mount Hebron 2-5, and Athelton 0-7. In that one, Monessie Valley, as we looked at there, I don't think there's been many games played since the pause. It could be. I don't follow this as much as I should, and that's on me. There's only so much hockey I can watch. I only have so many hours in the day, kids. Oakdale 6-0 in their division. Washington County 4-1. Frederick County 3-2-2. Urbania 2-1-2. Carroll County 1-4-2. Middletown 1-4-0. And Walkersville 0-5-0. And one of the big things with this one, with the Monessie Valley, Washington County and Oakdale, defensive juggernauts. 7 goals apiece for each of these teams given up. So when you look at Oakdale, played 6 games. They've given up just over a goal a game. Same with Washington County. They played 5 games in conference with only giving up 7 goals. So, and Washington County is very sneaky school. They're very that's just kind of out there, have a lot of superstars And that there are a lot of good players on that team. I wouldn't say superstars because they'd be probably jumping up leagues. We will have to see where Washington County can get going with this one and the North Stars, see how they go. Montgomery Division, like we said, on a pause for a bit as they get their COVID stuff under control, making sure it's safe for everybody involved to go on from there. So there's that. As we look at the players, Patrick Giles leads us off here as he had a pretty stellar weekend against New Hampshire, at least one goal for himself on Friday night in a loss over New Hampshire. BC kind of got rolling there for a bit, hit a little bit of a bumpy part here in the first bit, but a goal for Patrick Giles, big for him in that one. Nothing on the Sunday game, but at least he gets a goal. He's been a setup man for most of the season, but he's got that elusive goal, so he can move onward, upward from there. We go to Johnny Molera. I hope I'm saying that right, Johnny Molera, an assist this weekend against Vermont in his only his second game with the University of Maine. Two penalty minutes, along with a shot on goal as the Rockville, Maryland native gets his name into the NCAA scorebook with that one. Jason O'Neill, he had a solid weekend against BU. Two assists in those games, a split decision between BU and Providence, also two penalty minutes. It was a fire. He was a firing squad on Friday night. Five shots on goal against BU. Couldn't crack the goal counter, though. Did crack the assist. That's 3 points in his last three games. Starting to heat up a little bit here, Jason O'Neill. Trying to get some looks as we get to senior season for him. As he's trying to get probably on to the next one in terms of where his hockey career is headed. And then Aaron Randazzo in the USHL played on Friday night a shootout loss to a shootout loss. I know he had another win, an overtime win against USDP last year or last week. Jeez and crackers. So he beat the he lost to the Muskegon Lumberjacks 5-4. He and the Green Bay Gamblers, 30 shots on goal, 26 saves. That leads to a 867 save percentage in the defeat. Other than that, not many people going ahead and doing much because seasons aren't there. And you know, some scoring here, there, and everywhere. Veronica Petty has not gotten off to a hot start. She's in six games, held pointless so far in those games. So we will have to see if she can improve upon that moving forward, as this is her senior season as well. You would think she would want to end up with a big, big performance on that. We're still waiting on with Sam Annis, is what's going to happen with his rights, as he is a two-way player, and that whole AHL shift change going there. Adam Varga waiting for the, as well as Bryce Montgomery, waiting for the OHL season to start up overall. So we will have to wait and see where this is all going, and obviously we will keep you guys up to date with all this mushmouth and all. That's it. That's all. I've got nothing else for you, but do I? That's right. We have a little trivia for you guys, because we got to get ourselves going on this little signed inaugural season poster. You guys can get on this. You can Twitter me at ChesapeakeHWPod. If you want to DM me to keep your answer secret, that's fine too. But I will give you this, and this is in my officially unofficial team records, which is pinned to the top of the Twitter page for Chesapeake Hockey Week. Who had the first game-winning goal for the Maryland Black Bears? The first game-winning goal for the Maryland Black Bears. It's easy to get to. Just click on that link. And it should give you folders, and you can look at the Maryland Black Bears team records that I've haphazardly compiled, and give me the first game-winning goal, the player who scored the first game-winning goal. I don't need the other specifics. Just give me the player who scored the first game-winning goal for the Maryland Black Bears, and you'll be in the running for the signed inaugural season poster. And this will run to January 31st. So you got a couple weeks to get this, and we will remind you on the Twitter, and we will remind you on the show next week, and then the week after. You got a couple weeks to do it. So the first game-winning goal in Maryland Black Bears history, you can Twitter at me, DM me, do what you need to do. Slide on in there with your answer, Chesapeake HW Pod, and we'll go from there. Thank you all for listening. You can visit the website, clutchandcrabhockey.com. Like I said, the Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod, also the Facebook at Chesapeake HW Pod. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by no one in particular. Podbean's there. They put our website stuff up. And you can check out iTunes, Google Podcasts. Not iTunes, it's Apple Podcasts now. Spotify, TuneIn, all the places you get your podcasts you can pick up. Just check out Chesapeake Hockey Week, and it should be there. Until next week, you guys stay safe, mask up, wash your hands, and I will see you on the flip side. Peace.